Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We've been off for a whole week. A luxury rest. And the producer's now having another week off.
He's
putting half a camel on his back.
He's putting a rucksack on. It looks like he's going travelling across the Alps.
The rucksack's heavier than him.
Guess where he's going?
Where?
Truck Festival.
Truck Festival?
Yeah, apparently it's an indie festival.
Oh my God, look, he's got more equipment.
I'll be honest, I think Kat's thrown him out. It's just an excuse. Got a little tent.
What the heck is Truck Festival?
Bye, Ben.
Oh, he's giving us a little pathetic wave.
Oh, he's so cute.
Well, that's one word
we
for it.
We do actually like him. Bye, guys. Bye, guys.
What is Truck Festival,
Bye,
then?
Guys. Daddy, what about me? You forgot me. Daddy, why are you leaving me on my own? Oh, he's forgot Diego. Oh, what you like? You're always doing that.
So, I still don't know what Truck Festival is. Is it where you look at Eddie Stobart lorries?
Possibly. Right. I don't bloody know. Start the episode.
I hope he has a lovely time.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to everyday dilemmas, like will William thank Jordan for coming to his own wedding?
No.
And how do you deal with someone who's been a bad boy for life?
What the heck is that?
As an in-joke between me and Ben.
Oh, I see.
I had an idea for the radio show, basically. I got told I weren't allowed to do it, and it don't matter. And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hansen, the UK's leading etiquette expert?
No, we're not, Jordan North radio presenter. I'm more Savoy Hotel, you're more Savoy Cabbage. And that's from Claire.
Is that a thing, a Savoy?
A Savoy cabbage, yes.
Is it just a cabbage? Is it like apples? Well,
there is cabbage, and then there are different types of cabbage, different sort of varieties.
Oh!
And a Savoy cabbage is the most popular.
Can I have another type of...
cabbage?
Yeah. Patch?
Ooh, red. There we go.
Well, I want to start by saying sorry that we were off last week.
Well, don't be sorry.
It wasn't planned. I was really ill. Just before I went on holiday, I had a really bad bout of tonsillitis and I couldn't get out of bed. So we were meant to record the episode during that week.
Well, backstage in the at the London show for the next week was the idea.
Yeah, but
I think
we overran, didn't we?
Yes. Well, you were ill.
Yes.
So you just about made it to the London show.
Yeah.
You were like Judy Garland. You were absolutely off your face on medication for you to perform.
I was off my nut on Baroccas.
Baroccas?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Barocca.
Yeah.
And we decided that we should just only let the medication work for the show, not a podcast.
But we were meant to record a couple of days before that, but I was in bed.
Oh, yeah,
so
that too.
That's my apologies.
Oh, yes, I forgot that. So it was a complete disaster. We had a one-week holiday.
So sorry about that, but we're back and we hopefully won't be off and missing any more episodes.
And how is the tonsillitis?
Yeah, better, yeah.
Better or gone?
It's gone, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I was just a bit run down, that's all.
Yeah.
I also would like to start by saying I always think it's a big gain when I arrive before you. This is the second time it's only ever happened.
What, in 5 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I arrived before you today.
Yes, you did. I don't like it. I was late, thanks to the Elizabeth line.
You bloody love the Elizabeth line.
Yes, because...
I'm still iffy about it. Oh, we're so London talking about the bloody tube.
Well, anyway, the train went down, basically, whilst I was on it. And so I couldn't really get off. I didn't really have very good... I had no Wi-Fi for a large part of it. And so I have arrived late.
Spent billion of pounds on that in London to make sure that everyone in London's all right. But it still takes 2 hours to get from Leeds to Manchester up north. So it's actually not 2 hours. I think it's about an hour and a half.
But I think Leeds to Manchester is about an hour.
All I'm saying is it's not for the infrastructure, the trains up north. I feel sorry for anyone... I used to have to do it. Getting from Preston to Manchester in the morning is a nightmare.
Mm.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway.
Fight the power.
Thank you, Grant Shapps.
Shall we have some gin and Debonair?
Shall we have some gin and Debonair? Oh, it's a fresh bottle of Debonair.
Ooh.
We all know what that means.
Yes.
I'll do the gin.
Actually, it's better when it's not a fresh bottle.
Oh, is it? It
makes a better sound.
Oh, okay. Well, you're going to be... Oh, we've finished the gin.
More of an echo. Oh.
No, that was a... I think that's a good sound.
Mike, you've been off this week. Oh, it's your way.
Tell you what, not going near each other in this heat.
Oh, God. Oh, what was your bad? How is he? How is Mikey?
I said, we'll next have a cuddle in November. Until then, get away from me. Mike is fine, thank you very much. Yes, he's all good.
Who should we toast to?
Well, I think we... Now, it's been put here in the script, Stuart.
Oh, yeah.
Because Stuart, our big boss, is he's a trooper.
He's so hardworking, and we've just finished our tour, which... Thank you to everyone that came to see us, genuinely. We really do appreciate it. With everything that's going on, thank you. But Stuart is the man that's the executive producer of this podcast.
He's the what?
Executive producer of this podcast. Done. He also runs the company that produces it. And he will get in a van and drive all across the country every weekend, load the van, unload the van, does all the sound effects on tour. And he's
generally on time.
He's an unsung hero, isn't he?
He is. So we'll sing his praise now
to
Stuart.
Stuart, our executive producer. Thanks, guys. Those caught his jacket. I really appreciate that. I do. And I don't mind getting in that van. If anything, it makes me feel really manly, you know. I was there in my shorts and my T-shirt. And I was in the van and I was loading the van and I was having coffees in the van and I felt really butch, I did. So...
Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you, boys. Whose coat is that jacket? You see those two houses on the hill? Mine's the middle one. Thank you.
Cheers. Can you not learn other Welsh phrases?
I can't. No. My granddad was Welsh.
Was he?
Yeah, I'm caught. My
on
dad's
which
half
side?
What do you mean?
Well, which... No, no, not... like which, oh. On your mother's or your father's? Oh, not which side of Wales, although that was my next question.
Bridgend. Well, he was from Mays... Oh, I always feel bad. It's a little... I bumped into...
Yeah, Bridgend is a thing.
Yeah, but it's a little village outside Bridgend. My dad's side.
Your dad's side?
He was very Welsh.
Was he? Yeah. What happened then? Why is your dad not Welsh?
So he met my grandma during the war.
Okay.
And then she moved to Wales and decided it wasn't for her. So then he followed her to Burnley. And he lived in Burnley.
I mean, that's a slight on Wales, isn't it?
No. He just... And then they had seven children.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Okay.
That's my Grandad Gwyn.
Oh, yes, Grandad Gwyn. Yes, I've heard of Grandad Gwyn.
Grandma Vish. Yeah.
Yes, of course.
She's called Vicious Vera. Have we talked about her before?
Well, you and I have. I don't know whether you talked about it on the podcast.
She very much used to tell it as it is, and we all loved her dearly. And I remember once when I was... this is the best way I can describe it. Oh, I loved her. She didn't mince her words. And we used to go and see her before the football, and when I was about 18... I walked in to see her, she went, oh, you look like your dad. Oh. She went, oh, you look just like your dad. I went, oh, hi, how are you? She went, you look like your dad now. She went, he would write fat in face as well.
Is she the one who would read your bedtime story smoking?
Yes.
Yes, yeah, okay.
So
yeah.
I've talked about this before, so you won't be able to do it now, but if we were playing up when we used to go and stay at hers at weekends, summer holidays, she'd get in bed with me and our Ryan. Turn big light off from... You remember those lazy light switches?
What, a light and a cord?
Yeah, above the bed. So you turn that off, spark a fag up, and say, you've got till end of this fag to fall asleep. And she'd smoke in bed with us, and it was right hypnotic.
Probably. The nicotine probably knocked you out, Ace, or whatever you were.
It did. I said to our Ryan recently, I was like, imagine doing that now with kids, like, because my brother's got two kids. I went, imagine me doing that with Austin instead of just smoking a fag next to him. Anyway.
I can, though, see you doing that.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. So, yeah. Anyway, as always, if you need our help with something, then we would love it if you get in touch. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sexedmyboss.com, or you can tweet us or send us a message on Instagram @sexedmyboss. And as we always say, you can write to William Hanson, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letterhead of paper. The address for that is also on the website, sexedmyboss.com.
I do have a little bit of a backlog of letters to get through. So if you have not received anything, but you have sent a letter, I'm getting to it. I've just been very busy. But I will get round. It's a free service we offer.
Yeah.
I mean, you pay for the stamp, I'll pay for the return stamp and the very, very expensive cards they come back on. But just give me time, okay? Don't pressure me.
Okay. You've got a wedding to plan as well, it's fine.
Well, yeah, there's that. I've been, my actual job.
He's been working on a very high-budget film as well at the moment.
I've been working on a film.
Are you allowed to talk about that?
I can talk about it. Yeah, well, I'll talk about it in a minute. Yeah. So yes, I will get back to
A couple to more church notices. Just bear with us,
right,
please.
Oh, right, okay. Church, look, you're getting ready for your reading.
So we mentioned before that we've had our very brief summer break. So this is a great time to remind you to subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So you're in the loop whenever we release a new episode. It'll be there on your phone every Tuesday and Friday for the bonus. Mm. And
yes,
also as well, you can leave us a rating or a review.
Yes, do.
Both of those. Can you leave reviews on Spotify?
You can do star ratings.
Oh, but leave us a written review on Apple Podcasts because we absolutely love reading them. One of my favourite ones is...
You check them more regularly than I do.
No, I don't.
You
I'm
do, because
that...
if there's a bad one...
No, I'm not. I'm not that neurotic. Is that the right word?
No, narcissistic probably is
no,
a better
I'm
word.
No, I'm not narcissistic. Here's the review that I love. It says, absolutely love this show. Proper laugh out loud moments. Thank you. However, the sound quality isn't great at times. Oh. This podcast has me riding the volume knob more than William riding Mikey. There you go. Anyway.
Well, thank you to whichever degenerate wrote that.
How's your week been? How are you coping in the heat? Because William famously hates the heat.
I hate the heat in this country because we are not geared up to it in
That's
this country.
True.
It's been even hotter. My friends in Amman have been texting me because it was cooler in Amman, dramatically cooler in Amman than it was over here.
And
the Middle East in the summer is not a cool place to be.
Can I just say, I get really annoyed when it goes, Britain's hotter than Barbados and hotter than so-and-so. It's like, yeah, but you still want to go on holiday. And people go, oh, trust me to book an holiday when it's hot. No, because it's better to go on holiday in Barbados. You've got like,
yes,
the beach. And
yeah, and you can be like hot and sort of wear your mankini, yeah, or whatever and not get funny looks.
Anyway, you budgie smugglers, how have you been coping?
Well, this morning you and Ben text me simultaneously, well, sort of separately, to say had I checked into a hotel, which I have, Mike and I have done a few years ago.
What
when
was the
it was
hotel
very hot.
You checked into?
The Savoy, talking of which.
By the way, I told that story on holiday, and the
yes,
people I were on holiday with were like, bullshit, that's not true. I was like, no, he did. And how much did you pay for the room?
I'm not going
yeah,
into that.
And I might have exaggerated the price. I might have said he paid about £300-£400 for the room.
Right.
So he probably paid more than going bollocks. And I was like, no, he did, genuinely.
So, yeah, but the people you were on holiday with...
What?
I would imagine they would have done the same thing. They would have booked the penthouse, quite frankly.
Move on. Go on.
Anyway, I'll have words with them. Anyway, so yes, so I did look into various hotels, but clearly everyone's had the same idea because room rates were bonkers or just full. Everywhere was full. Mm. Or they only had single beds, which obviously, you know, when there are two of you, it's not ideal. So we coped. We took the duvet out. We just had the duvet cover.
Mm.
We had, you know, kept all the shutters closed in the day, tried to keep the bedroom as cool as possible. But this morning I finally snapped because there's so much residual heat and we live in an old building. So when it gets hot, it sort of retains its heat, or ours seems to. I've ordered a luxury air conditioning unit.
Are you getting air conditioning fitted?
No, it's a portable one.
Oh, it's just a fan then?
Well, it's not a fan.
You've been conned. It's just a fan.
Well, it's not. It's from a very reputable department store.
Harrods.
Another one that has branches everywhere.
John Lewis.
Yes.
Okay, it's just get yourself a tower fan. Trust me.
I don't want a tower fan. No, because that just blows around.
They are. That's what I've been using.
Right.
Get on that, honestly.
Well, I've already ordered it.
No,
it's coming tomorrow.
It's just a con, that.
It's not a con.
Well, you use it, and I bet you in a week, 2 weeks' time, you're like, that weren't worth the money.
Well, I've got 30 days to make up my mind.
Oh, have you?
So.
Have you got one of those John Lewis cards?
John Lewis cards?
Yeah, every time I go in.
Like a partnership card.
Yeah, they'll say, have you got one of the cards? I'm like,
oh, yeah, you get free coffee and cake.
Getting on that. Getting on that. I mean,
once a month.
I don't go to John Lewis much, so it's probably not worth it.
You're happier in a B&M, aren't you?
I wanted to tell you something, actually.
Hmm?
I haven't been to B&M Bargains in ages. Huh? Good for multi-packs and stuff. Oh,
right.
I miss B&M. I used to go all the time with my
mum. Oh, right, shut up.
I used to take my mum and get her. She used to love it. She'd get all the cleaning stuff for cheap. So, you know, it's been really hot.
Yes.
I've been so busy this week. I've got my cousin, our Lee, staying.
Oh.
Okay.
So, joke of the week will be good.
Yeah. And he stayed at the weekend, and I didn't have time to change the bed, and I've been like sweltering in it all week, so I just sprayed it with Febreze. And
oh
it
God,
smells like I just didn't have time to wash and change it. I like genuinely didn't.
Well, I would
it's
at least have stripped it, seeing as he's family.
I changed the bottom sheet.
I would have stripped it completely and then left the new sheets in a pile and said, look, I'm so sorry, would you mind awfully?
For God's sake, why didn't I
think it's a compromise.
I just sprayed it with Febreze.
Stripping it's easy.
Yeah. I've put fresh towels out.
Well, thank God for that, so you can sleep on those.
Bleached the bog and the sink.
You did?
Yeah, and I squidgied the shower.
But you what?
Squidgied the shower.
Squidgied the shower?
Oh, God help you, in my house growing up, if you didn't squidgy the shower.
What's a squidgy?
You know when you get out the shower, you use the little window cleaner squidgy.
Oh, right, yeah.
Do you do that?
Well, yes, but I don't call it a squidgy.
What do you call it?
I don't know, the thingy.
It's called a squidgy. It's actually called a squidgy.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, so I've done all that, but I just feel bad because it's been quite a hot week.
Does Hourly listen to this?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, God, can you imagine getting in and just having a whiff of you?
Oh.
Especially a hot, sweaty whiff of you.
Some of our listeners might like that.
Yes, I know. That's worrying me.
So you've not been coping in the heat?
I've not been coping in the heat, but hopefully now. And I can sort of, during the day, it's okay, because you can sort of have a breeze coming through. It's just at night. And then if I get a poor quality of sleep, I get quite irritable.
I can imagine. And it's not easy sleeping next to a big, sweaty, hairy ass builder, is it?
No, it's not.
How does he cope in the heat, our Mikey?
Well, last night, actually, this was...
When you marry him, I'm going to refer to him as our Mikey. Can you call him my Mikey?
Right, OK. Well, we'll see after September.
My hubby.
I'm absolutely not doing that.
My other
my
half.
Better half. Yeah, oh, anyway, God. Rather die. last night I went to the loo, in fact, not long after going to bed, actually, and obviously Mikey had fallen asleep and he didn't hear me get up to go to the loo.
Building. Go on.
And I went back into the bedroom, but the door, whilst, because of the breeze, the door to the bedroom had slightly blown shut. So Mikey had obviously heard this and got up to open it, because we want the door open to allow the breeze through, but he went to open it as I was coming back from the loo, into the bedroom, and he didn't know I had got out, so he opens the door and I'm there, and he screamed the place down because he was half asleep. It's not really the reaction you want.
Christ alive, what are you doing? Jesus wept, I thought you were a burglar.
Well, it was slightly higher pitched than that, but yes, that was...
Bloody hell, fire, William. Does Mikey sleep in boxers?
Pyjamas, normally.
Pyjamas?
Yeah.
Have you been sleeping in pyjamas in this weather?
Yes, because then... Well, it's better because then the pyjamas, then you just change the pyjamas the next night.
Ooh.
And the pyjamas have absorbed any sweat and not the bed sheets.
I never sleep naked and I've had to in this weather. Oh. Usually I'm just a boxer.
God, you're really feeding the listeners today, aren't you?
Usually I'm just a boxers type of guy.
We've talked about this before. Please don't say they're the same boxers that you've just been wearing
yes,
during the day.
That's of course
so
they are.
That is...
And I've been showering before, but I'm not wasting boxers.
But then you're putting on dirty boxers that have been on for 12
Sometimes
hours.
Sometimes I'll put some shorts on, but I'm a... I jump cut, Jack, you sleep in your boxers, don't you? He's a man that sleeps in his boxers. You just... I reckon...
Disgusting.
I reckon 90% of males sleep in boxers. It's just easier, isn't it? Anyway.
Talking of heat...
Yeah?
You've got a tan.
Oh, thank you.
And that's
you.
Not from the heat in the UK, is it?
Yes.
Although it might have been topped up.
Yeah.
You've been on your big holiday. We talked about it a little bit on some of the tour dates.
Yeah, I've just come back from Greece.
From?
Greece.
From?
Greece.
Where in Greece?
A Greek island in Greece.
Called? Called Mykonos.
Mykonos, yeah.
Did you have a nice time?
Yeah, I got a sore throat, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, from the aircon. Oh,
and it's the payoff for that joke for the last 4 years.
Yeah, it was good. It was, it's a bit mad. It's beautiful.
Is it?
But
did you see much of it?
Yeah. Mm. It's fantastic. And night is breezy and we went, honestly, we had some fantastic lunches. And
a lot of Greek food.
A lot of Greek food. Oh, cheese and ham toasties, actually.
I don't think that's Greek food.
I love it. I've talked about this, but I love a cheese and ham toastie.
That's lovely.
And it's a proper holiday food, having a cheese. I think, and you can go to your fancy restaurants and you can have the best food in the world and oysters and all that, but you can't beat a cheese and ham toastie. It's got to be up there with the top five foods ever.
Right.
So I had a cheese and ham toastie every day.
You went all that way to Greece?
Yeah, I had Glackers, what they call
what?
The kebabs with chips in. That's a great idea.
A kofta? Oh, no.
No, what they called? Gyros, is it? Gyros? No, that went name at bloke in hotel, I think. What are they called? Anyway, I had Slovakia. No. Oh, I had tzatziki.
Tzatziki.
Slovakia, I think they're called.
Okay.
Slovakis, yeah. It's like massive kebab with chips in, so it was great. But yeah.
And it sounds a bit common when you actually say what it is out.
So it's a beautiful island, and I was wearing my linen.
You're wearing your linen? Yeah. Your linen. Oh, what do you think of the creases, though?
I wore a lot of linen, and we swam in the sea, and we went to this most beautiful restaurant at the top of this cliff, and we had lunch down, and you walk down and go for a swim in the sea, and when you get out, they give you a little rosé and everything. It was fantastic. Yeah.
Lovely.
The idea of going to the beach is better than being on the actual beach, isn't it?
Yes.
We had to leave one day because it was just like the wind was whipping in.
Oh, yeah, and sand in your face.
And it got it in your ears, your nose, crack your arse there for days. It was horrible. So, yeah.
Ali, I hope when you're sleeping in the bed, there's no sand.
That's why
it's just fallen out. Yeah. Slipped down.
So, yeah, it was good. There's something very unsettling when you're on the sun lounger and it's like half two in the afternoon. Yeah.
Do you not have a little siesta after?
No. Some guy walks past in like, you know, the budgie smugglers.
Yes.
Washboard body, looks amazing. And you're there on your fifth pint of the day. Second cheese and I'm toasty.
He probably wasn't a Brit abroad, was he?
No, he wasn't. No. And he had really lovely slick back hair and stuff. And I'm there like slapping up factor 50. Asking.
Well, it worked because you look a lot. It's a lovely shade.
Oh,
of tan that you've got.
So yeah, it was great, and it's you need.
Do you feel rested?
I do. I do. I mean, we're back into the swing of things this week, but yeah, I feel good.
When's your next holiday?
November, I think. Now, oh no, I'm going to Ibiza for a weekend.
You're going to Ibiza?
Yeah, I've never been before.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wow. When are you going there?
August.
Wow. Mm. Nice. Okay. Well, lovely.
Yeah. I'm going with Vic, my favourite co-host.
Mm, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Jonathan and I are going to go somewhere anyway. So it's...
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a Ibiza?
Absolutely not. Do you know what I was asked in an interview yesterday?
Go on.
They were asking... We were talking about... I was doing a thing. I've written a guide to festival lavatory etiquette.
You've never been to a bloody festival in your life?
No, well, I said yes. And so
good money.
I've used Portaloos before. So I sort of... You know, it's Portaloos. Yeah, once. I mean, they're disgusting. Hot boxes of filth.
Of shit.
And anyway, the interviewer, who was lovely, said to me at the end, she was covering the area that Latitude Festival is.
Yeah.
And she said to me, oh, are you going to Latitude Festival this weekend? And I said, no, I'm not. And then she actually was quite affronted and went, well, why not? I thought, why not?
Have you done your research?
Hello? Because it sounds absolute minder of hell. But I didn't want to say that. I went, I've got a wedding. I don't. That was last weekend. But, yeah.
I'd love to do a TV series with you. And I'd take you to something like Latitude Festival.
No.
And you take me to, like, I don't know, Monaco. We've done that. I'd love to see you at a festival.
Can we not just do the bit where I take you places?
You'd like the glitter on your face that they do.
Oh, to be fair, at Hatter's wedding, they put glitter on my face.
You did. That was fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'd like that bit. I just wouldn't like any of the rest of it. It's been brought to our attention this week that there is a boy in Hitchin who has finished 12 years of school with a 100% attendance record.
What?
Yes, Guy Crossland did not miss a day at his state primary and secondary school, even in lockdowns, and I think we should congratulate him because
That's
I think
amazing.
More people should be like Guy.
Guy, well done. That's fantastic. 100% record.
100%, not a single day.
I used to love... At the end of year assembly, they was always giving out certificates for 100% record.
Did you ever get one?
Did I? Yeah. My attendance was all right, apart from on Mondays when my mum and dad were off. They were all right.
So this pattern of only doing 4 days a week started in childhood, really?
It was well known in the Queen's Lancashire Regiment if there was a mess due on a Sunday. So they used to have a mess due every couple of weeks.
Right.
So they used to have family's mess. And it was like, you'd go to the sergeant's mess on a Sunday. Yep. It was well known within the Queen's Lancashire Regiment. And I'd love for anyone to get in touch that was in the QLR as well. That if your mum and dad were on the piss in the mess, and they used to put bouncy castles up and stuff, none of us went to school on Monday. Unless you're an officer's kid, they were at boarding school.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're just all like wow. Yeah, my mum and dad are on piss.
So how did you get 100% attendance?
No, I didn't. I'm just saying.
Oh, I see.
I used to And my mum would go mad at me saying, our Adele and Martin were well bad. Sorry, Auntie Linda. They were never in Scotland.
Oh, I've met Adele.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, she came to the thing. Anyway, you'd always be at the end of term assembly and they'd give out certificates for 100% attendance. And then they'd call the names up and there'd be one person that was off that day. I always found it hilarious.
Reading the story of Guy reminded me of what I did in sixth form. I don't know about where you went, but we were allowed to wear suits in sixth form.
Shoots.
No, not shoots. Suits.
I've got my brace in. Suits.
Suits.
Shoots.
I'll say it common just for you. Suits. And so you did school uniform up until end of fifth form. Mm-hmm. And then when you were then 16 plus in sixth form, you could wear your own suit.
My school didn't have a sixth form.
Well, where did you go for sixth form? Sixth form college.
Went to college. Right. Western College.
What did you wear?
I thought it was class. I got to wear jeans and trainers.
Jeans?
Yeah, T-shirts. I thought, well, cool.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, to each their own. Anyway, we were wearing suits, but still the tie was the same. We would, each house, a bit like Hogwarts, would have its own tie with colours.
Christ alive.
And you could buy them from the school shop. Anyway, they were awful. They were polyester. And when I tried on my suit at the end of July, ready for the September, when we bought it in July, I thought, with this slightly thinner tie in polyester with this lovely suit, looked awful. So I spent that summer holiday between fifth form and lower sixth researching tie companies, and I sent off my house tie.
No.
To, I can't remember the name of the company, they were in Cambridge, and I got them to reproduce two of my house ties in silk.
That is so extra.
I've still got them in a box.
And how much would they have been?
Well, at the time, it was an awful lot of money for a 16-year-old.
How much?
I think they only charged 150.
Oh, only?
No. Tie. But I think for silk...
Mummy!
For bespoke, I actually don't think that's terrible.
I need a tie for school.
No, I paid for it personally. I didn't tell my parents until the ties turned up.
How did you have 300 quid at 16?
I didn't, no, 150 for two.
Yeah, so that's 300 quid.
No.
Oh, for two, sorry.
Right. Even, I mean, my maths.
Oh, that is quite good, actually.
Thank you very much.
Fair play. Do you know what? Yes. Fair play. Like, a personalised tie. Oh, hang on, this would have been, what, 15 years ago? Inflation.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Anyway.
It was an extravagance, but actually then...
That's the most William Hansen story I've ever heard.
And then when my brother then joined sixth form and I had left to go off to university, my parents said, do you think James could wear your silk ties? And as every loving brother said, no. That'll be 150 quid if he wants to wear them.
And have you still got them?
Yeah. My parents have in William's special file.
Oh, God.
James has a whole archive. I just have a box file.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. How are they getting on into bungalow?
They're fine. They're the house renovations. I'm going to go and see it next weekend.
Oh, they're doing it up?
No, not the bungalow. The house they bought.
Oh, have they bought a house?
Yeah. They bought a house. They're just renovating it.
Oh, can I see a picture?
No, actually, because I don't have any, but I'll take some next weekend.
Oh, is it not on Rightmove or something? Can you show
me? It's been gone. Well, it will have been.
Can you
show me?
Just show me, because it'll still be on Rightmove.
No, I don't even know what to search.
Oh. Is it a townhouse?
I'll find it for you in the break. Yeah, it's a 1930s sort of... My mother actually hates the look of the front of the house. Oh. But she says, once you're in it, you can't see it, so it's fine. I don't think it's that terrible, actually. It needs a bit of love.
Darling, it needs paint. I want paint all on the front. I want a new door, Brian. I want new windows. I'll have a new car as well, Brian. Fucking hell, Sarah. We just bought it. I want a new car. I want a car to go with the paint and the windows, darling. That's what. I want a new car.
Remember when I got in your mum's car and it had heated seats and I was like, I'd never...
Oh, they've got air-conditioned seats now.
Oh, my God, as well.
Mm.
That was it. She had a little heated steering wheel on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the old car. I don't know if the new car does
that. Can't the other half live. Jesus. Yeah. Anyway.
Shall we move on to William's wacky word of the week?
I thought it was Jordan's jolly joke.
Well, I don't know. It says here William's wacky word.
Because we were off, we'll do two.
Oh, my God.
So you do
God. The listeners will be so excited.
You do your wacky and I'll do my joke.
Here's the first jingle. And the word of the week this week is retrouvé. Retrouvé. A little bit continental for everyone.
Retrouvé.
Okay. And here's the second jingle.
If you like a chap who's cheeky and northern, you're in for a treat with our Jordan. And if a giggle is what you seek, you're sure to love Jordan's jolly joke of the week. Cha-cha-cha.
A mate of mine has just told me that he's having sex with his girlfriend and a twin. And I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
And I'll tell you the definition after the break.
Ever yearned for the perfect pub to reveal itself from some unexpected alley? Well, The Moon Underwater is the podcast for you. Join me, John Robbins, and the lovely Robin Allender.
Hi.
As we help a special guest create their dream pub. From the drinks behind the bar to the music on the jukebox, The Moon Underwater is whatever you want it to be. So, if you would like to join us in Desire's beating heart, search The Moon Underwater. Or maybe The Moon Underwater will search for you.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, Gene Divas. A double whammy today. We're doing William's wacky word of the week and Jordan's jolly joke of the week. So give us yours first.
So the word of the week was retrouvé. Any ideas what that means? It's a noun, I'll give you that.
Is it French for reversing?
No, but I like your train of thought.
Okay.
I picked this word particularly in light of our week off.
Okay.
I'll say that. So retrouvé describes that feeling of happiness you experience when you are reunited with someone you are close with after a considerable time apart.
Oh, Jack, I'm really retrieving.
And here's the joke of the week.
A mate of mine has just told me he's having sex with his girlfriend and a twin. I said, how can you tell them apart? He replied, a brother's got a mustache.
That's funny. That's quite funny. Oh, it's all the music today. Let's have a sing-song, a cappella.
I want the D. I need it now. Please tell me when. Please tell me how. I'm thirsty and willing and eager, you see. So come on, boys. Give me the D. Cha-cha-cha.
Lovely. Jordan, tell us about the competition.
No, you tell us about the competition.
Oh, really? Okay, well, this is the competition where we give away a bottle of Dubonnet. It's very simple. Producer Ben will post an image on our Instagram account. Maybe it might be Jack if Ben's away at Truck Festival. All the rules of how to enter can be found underneath that picture. Jordan, why don't you read the next bit?
All the rules of how to enter can be found...
I mean, pay attention, man.
Did you actually?
You tag.
You tag a mate in... You tag in a mate who you think will love the D. Now we'd love it if that mate was someone who had never heard the podcast. No. Now we'd love it if that mate... Oh, you just do it. You do it.
Now we'd love it if you tag in a mate who you think will love the D, and we'd love it if that mate was someone who'd never heard the podcast before or read the script. And if you could persuade them to give this podcast a listen, you get G and Diva bonus points for you.
Cha-ching!
Usually we give out one bottle of Dubonnet this week, but we're going to give away three.
Triple D!
Oh my God, it'd be like Mykonos.
Are you going to let the Mykonos thing go?
It'll be gone now. Jordan's next holiday is to San Francisco. Oh, dear. Jolly good. Well, that's give me the D.
Should we go to listeners' problems and questions?
Yes.
Oh, it's good to be back.
It's lovely to be back. Dear Jordan, William and producer Ben.
Oh, good order.
I recently discovered your podcast through TikTok with the clip of Jordan explaining to William what a sesh head is.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
It made me laugh so hard I had to give it a go. I've been binged...
What? Oh, the podcast, yes. Thank God. Christ.
I've been binge listening and have just got Jordan coming out of the castle. It's very strange listening back, as I was a huge Jordan fan when he was in there and wish I knew this podcast existed at the time.
Oh,
anyway, sure. I've discovered something dreadful recently and I need some advice. My dad is a massive KFC fan.
I've not had KFC in ages.
He is a known dribbler and often ruins shirts. He has now taken to having an apron in his car, which he wears for eating his KFC to save his shirt.
That's a great idea!
Now, this is embarrassing enough for my poor mother, but this is no ordinary apron. It is a novelty apron. This particular apron fronts a naked man's torso wearing a kilt. So I would like to know, what is the etiquette of wearing an apron whilst eating food in the car? Yours faithfully, Kim in Glasgow. I'll just pick Kim in Glasgow up there. Yours faithfully is only where you have started the letter Dear Sir or Dear Madam, or you have not put specific names.
Sincerely, innit?
Sin what?
Sincerely.
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 I would go with your sincerely.
Well, Kim, I think that's an absolutely fantastic idea, especially if you're having KFC whilst you're in work. You don't want to go in and dribble succulent, beautiful gravy all down your shirt.
Oh, does KFC... I was about to say, I thought KFC was just chicken.
Have you never had KFC before?
Absolutely never had it.
You act like this. You love a Subway, a Mackey's.
Yes, but I've never had KFC.
You have never seen a man, I am telling you now, you have never seen a man inhale a Domino's pizza like William Hansen. He gets a full pizza and goes... But I think that's a fantastic idea. However, I do think that my friend and co-host here may disagree.
Well, the thing with an apron, so I'm going on my apron, which is from Liberty, in case anyone wants to know, in Liberty print. My apron sort of starts here. Obviously, the cords come down and it starts here. So there's a sizable portion of your shirt that isn't covered. So I would suggest what might be better for Kim in Glasgow's father is a lovely napkin, a cloth napkin. Because you can... Now, it is bad etiquette to tuck in napkins to shirts, but equally... Eating in cars.
I mean,
I wouldn't worry. So I would tuck that in, and then you have more of your shirt or the father's shirt covered.
I think it's great. Is it bad etiquette to put your napkin in your shirt?
Yeah.
Oh.
Unless you're eating very messy foods like lobster.
I think that's a great idea. Are you even a dad if you don't have a novelty apron?
Well, my father doesn't.
Get lost. Every dad's got a novelty apron when they're doing barbecue.
No.
My dad says, I don't need Google. My wife knows everything.
Right.
On it.
Good. And some casual sexism.
I've got... Is it?
Well...
Is that... That's not... Is it?
It's a stereotype.
Oh, sorry.
No. It's fine.
Right. I'll go.
Letters to Graham.
No. It's fine. I'll cancel my dad. That's fine. and I've got a Guinness one. And...
It's hysterical.
I've seen the... Yeah. I'll also say, top tip to anybody that's listening, if you're going to have a KFC... or even a pizza before bed, make sure you take a big, big bottle of water.
Yeah,
because of the salt.
Mouth.
Oh, God, yeah. Mm. Next one. Thanks, Kim, and thanks for listening.
I would still go with a nice napkin. Dear William, Jordan and PB, I'm hoping you can settle a debate between my husband and me. My son is 3.5, or 3.5, as they've put here, and has recently begun saying pardon when he doesn't hear you and wants you to repeat yourself.
It was always, you're not up in my house.
I think he picked this up at preschool. This really rubs me the wrong way, and I think it sounds dreadfully common. For me, pardon is a word used to pardon yourself when doing something uncouth, like belching or passing wind. I prefer to say what, sorry, or come again.
I think pardon's posh.
Well, we'll come on to this. On the other hand, my husband thinks what is very rude and pardon is the polite and posh thing to say.
I agree. What is quite what?
But I rather think that if you use pardon thinking you sound posh, it's a dead giveaway that you certainly are not. I would like to emphasise, she writes in the American style, that the use of the word what relies heavily upon being said nicely. I agree it can sound very abrupt when used aggressively. So, please tell us, what is the correct thing to say when you mishear someone? Yours sincerely, Rachel.
I think this is a great question, Rachel. As someone who's deaf in one ear and often misses the start of conversations.
Yes.
I would like to know this, William Hansen.
So...
I always say, sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
Sorry is absolutely fine, and that is what I would say.
Yeah.
Sorry is fine, and obviously you say it nicely with a nice tone. So Rachel is correct. In the early 1950s, I did a whole Radio 4 documentary on this, there was a book published by Nancy Mitford, or edited by Nancy Mitford, called Noblesse Oblige, which was all about you and non-you speech. And that was you meaning upper class and non-you meaning non-upper class. And non-you was basically common, you is posh. And pardon was put on the non-you list. I beg your pardon is fine. That was considered upper class. But pardon on its own was considered common. And still to this day, that one does sort of still exist.
Is it? I beg your pardon? That's like if you're being...
Yes, I beg your... You're going to say that if you're sort of... You know full well what they've said. You just want them to sort of check themselves. I beg your pardon. But pardon on its own is still, in upper class circles, considered a little bit common, although it's softening with younger generations. Sorry, what... So what, back in the 50s, what was considered okay, but I think it sounds slightly entitled, so I don't like people saying what.
I agree.
But yes, or excuse me, or yes, come again is absolutely fine. What's the Greek for come again? I would...
You've been saving these up all
no,
week.
No, it's just come top of my head. So yes, Rachel, I'm sort of with you. But I would say at 3.5, it's lovely that he is... even saying a polite word, and pardon, okay, forget the class thing, at least he's saying something. I think when he gets slightly older, sort of 6+, then you can finesse it and get him to say something else.
Okay, all right,
so,
good advice.
Yeah, but well I am siding with you, Rachel, if I had to pick. Dear William, Jordan, and the other one, I have a rather peculiar dilemma I could use your advice with. To put it simply, I'm in love with my best friend, but there's an issue. He's straight. I love him dearly as a friend, of course, but deep down I want more. I don't want to lose him as a friend, so can't tell him my true desire, but I'm at a dead end of what to do. Furthermore, although he's a marvellous friend, he is also very poor at communicating, and often makes me feel like he doesn't care. But I don't know if this is me becoming overly worked up due to my true feelings and it's making the whole situation rather imperious. Ooh, good word. Your advice would be extremely welcome. Thank you in advance. I love the podcast and keep up the good work. Anonymous.
Oh, this is such a tricky one, William.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like, did you watch Heartstopper?
No. I'm probably the only person who hasn't watched Heartstopper.
That was kind of a similar
But I felt I watched it on social media.
That was a similar situation.
Aren't they both?
Well... It's a tricky one. Part of me's like, I think you should sit him down and tell him how you feel.
Yeah, but he is... Now, look, I say he's straight. You know, this is 2022. He, you know, let's not assume anything. He might generally prefer women, but... Yeah, I would say you've got to rein it in. If you've had no inkling from your friend that they have feelings for you other than as a good friend, then you have to rein it in.
Yeah, unless you get vibes and you'll know, you'll pick up on it, and flirtations, like what you said, then maybe tell him how you feel. But if you're getting nothing back, then...
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this, after, I don't know how long, but you will get over it and think, oh, thank God I never went there.
Yes, because actually, ultimately, you know, okay, let's sort of hash this out. Let's pretend, yeah, there is a bit of a kiss, maybe even more, one evening when maybe he's drunk or he's feeling lonely or whatever.
Christ, where's this going?
No, but, you know, even if there is a little moment and then you regret it and then he feels, oh, no, I can't really be friends with you, Anonymous, anymore, and then actually you've lost everything.
Yeah.
So I would rather it sort of be the road... if it were me, I'd rather it was the road not taken and you're still really good friends... then you tried it and the road crumbled and you're not friends.
Yeah, unless you get vibes, then tell him how you feel. But if not, I don't. It's so hard, this one. It's so hard.
I think it's best go and find someone else.
Okay.
Is my suggestion.
Well, I hope that helps, Anonymous, and thank you for getting in touch.
Yeah.
Really sweet letter.
But in 5 years, you'll look back and laugh at it.
Yeah.
Well, how wonderful. It's lovely to be back.
Yes.
I haven't told them about my film, but I'll do that in another episode.
We'll do it in the bonus on Friday.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Make sure you're listening on Friday.
Yes, we'll have a bonus this week.
Remember, you can send your nervous narratives to help@sexandmyboss.com, or you can tweet us or send us a message on Instagram @sexandmyboss, or Mr. William Hanson here promises a handwritten reply his own letter by the addresses on the website sexandmyboss.com, and please do leave us a review.
Thank you.
Hold up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.